Okay, so it's still early in the presidential race for candidates to go looking for a potential vice president, but plenty are seeking a different kind of running mate, a billionaire. Candidates need multi-million dollar super PACs to help them win, and those super PACs need wealthy donors. So the hunt is on, as NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Jeb Bush was pleading for money. Late last month, a fundraising email sent in his name asked for $100, $50, $25, or anything you can spare right now. Bush said his political action committee still needed $5,674 to meet a monthly goal. The same day his organization hit send on that email, Bush was talking about big donor fundraising for his super PAC, $100 million so far, some of it solicited by Bush himself.
We're going to completely adhere to the law for sure.
Bush was on CBS's Face the Nation. He was defending this arrangement because the law keeps candidates from raising super PAC level money, and a super PAC is supposed to be independent of the candidate's campaign.
There will be no coordination at all with any super PAC.
As Bush approaches officially running for the Republican nomination, he's been drawing on a vast donor network built over decades through his own campaigns and those of his father and brother. The network comes with ready-made advantages, and it's the envy of the field. Texas Senator Ted Cruz said as much in April on WMUR-TV in New Hampshire.
There's no doubt in the world of donors, Jeb Bush is Mick Jagger and the Beatles rolled into one.
Nearly every candidate wants a billionaire or billionaires to pick up the hefty tab for a super PAC, Ted Cruz included. His operation has a super PAC basically dedicated to hedge fund billionaire Robert Mercer and three more super PACs besides. Together, they've reportedly raised $37 million. Florida Senator Marco Rubio has Miami businessman Norman Braman on board. Braman talked about Rubio back in March on Fox News.
I just believe in him. I've known him for 8 years, and I'm not alone. We're going to raise the money.
And Rick Santorum still has businessman Foster Fries, who traveled with the candidate in 2012 while financing his super PAC at the same time. Fries was interviewed by Bloomberg News late last month.
I think I want to be a little more profile, and the amount of money I'm going to give is kind of between myself and my family and Rick.
Less than 6 weeks from now, super PACs will have to disclose their donors. Fries said he has ways around that.
You'll find out by giving, maybe if you work real hard, but I'm going to make it hard for you to find out where I'm giving and how I'm giving.
Not all of the candidates have friends like Fries. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, for example. It was thought that Paul's libertarian stances would appeal to Silicon Valley entrepreneurs. Things haven't worked out that way. Paul has struggled to find a billionaire to call his own. Craig Shirley is a campaign consultant turned Ronald Reagan historian. He said he used to think voters would have problems with billionaire-financed super PACs.
But everybody's become so inured to billionaires playing in national politics that they've just kind of come to accept it.
On the Republican side, yes. Democrats are more conflicted. On her first day campaigning in Iowa, Hillary Clinton pledged to fix the political money system.
And get unaccountable money out of it once and for all, even if that takes a constitutional amendment.
But Clinton's operation is struggling to drum up support for its own super PAC. Wealthy liberals are reluctant this early in the race. It's starting to look like a rerun from 4 years ago. Then the Democrats' presidential super PAC didn't really get rolling until August 2012, 3 months before Election Day. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.